From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama is flying back to the U.S. after getting a rousing send-off from hundreds of invited guests as he left the West African nation of Ghana. It was the final stop on a week-long overseas trip. NPR's Scott Horsley reports from Accra.
In a quick one-day trip to Ghana, Mr. Obama spoke to Parliament and visited a hospital where pregnant women and their children are cared for. Later, he and his family toured a historic fort where thousands of Africans were once herded onto slave ships. Mr. Obama said on one hand the fort was a scene of profound sadness, but he also said it was the starting point for much of the African-American experience and shows as bad as history is, it's possible to overcome.
It was a remarkable reminder that while the future is unknowable, the winds always blow in the direction of human progress.
Mr. Obama said progress in Africa depends on good government, which is missing on too much of the continent. He pointed to Ghana's relative prosperity as an example of what strong democratic institutions can achieve. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Accra, Ghana.
A car bomb exploded in northern Iraq today, killing four people and wounding more than three dozen others. The blast destroyed eight homes. Also today in Baghdad, an army sergeant was sentenced to 3 years in a military jail in the accidental shooting death of a fellow soldier there earlier this year. The sergeant pleaded guilty to involuntary manslaughter. Eight men are being held in Morocco on suspicion of plotting attacks in Morocco and Spain. The suspects include several police officers. Jerome Sokolowski has more from Madrid.
The accused include a police superintendent, a police officer, and a gendarme. The suspects have appeared before an anti-terrorism judge and are being ordered to stand trial on charges of plotting terrorist acts and raising funds for terrorism through car theft and drug trafficking. Morocco's official news agency says the suspects belong to a cell whose leader goes by the name Abu Yassin. He was arrested in late June along with three Spanish citizens of Moroccan origin who are residents of Ceuta, a North African enclave that belongs to Spain. Moroccan authorities say the cell is part of the Salafia Jihadiyya movement. Its aim is to overthrow the government and set up an Islamic State in Morocco. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski in Madrid.
Thousands of relatives of people buried at an historic African-American cemetery in suburban Chicago have been showing up today to find out the status of their loved ones' graves. Four former employees there are accused of digging up and dumping hundreds of bodies in a scheme to resell burial plots. Antonio Ruth has several relatives buried at the cemetery.
The sacred ground part for me is when we buried him there, I prayed and asked God to make the ground holy.
The investigation is hampered by a lack of accurate maps of the cemetery. This is NPR News. NASA engineers are checking over the space shuttle Endeavour after 11 lightning strikes were observed near the launch pad at the Kennedy Space Center last night. Tonight's scheduled launch has been scrubbed to allow time for a thorough inspection. The shuttle launch pads at the Space Center have a lightning protection system designed to prevent any major damage, and so far none has been detected. The next launch attempt for Endeavour has been set for tomorrow evening. Administrators of the University of California system have unveiled a plan to address an anticipated cut in support from the state government. Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio explains.
As the state faces a multi-billion-dollar budget deficit, lawmakers are expected to cut about $800 million from the appropriation for the University of California. The proposal includes mandatory furloughs for faculty and staff. UC President Mark Udoff says the number of days an employee will have to take off depends on their salary.
11 furlough days for those below $40,000, or roughly a 4% pay cut. For those making over $240,000 a year, 26 days, or roughly a 10% pay cut.
Even though students have recently been assessed a 9% tuition hike, officials say additional increases in fees could be needed to meet budget goals. The plan will be presented to the UC Board of Regents next week. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
The National Hurricane Center says what was Tropical Storm Carlos is now Hurricane Carlos in the Pacific. It's the second hurricane of the season in the eastern Pacific. The storm has sustained winds of nearly 80 miles an hour. Carlos is currently about 1,000 miles southwest of the tip of Baja California and headed away from land. I'm Craig Windham, NPR.